Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great
state
again.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Jack, President Donald Trump announced yesterday that he'll end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program in 6 months. Governor Rick Snyder issued a statement opposing the move and urged Congress to act quickly to firm up the status of the so-called Dreamers who came to the U.S. as children. What did you make of Snyder's response, and will pressure from governors who feel the same way affect what Congress does?
Well, that's exactly it. It's very interesting to see what happens. The president gave Congress 6 months to come up with something, but it's not at all clear what he'll do if they don't, and it's not clear if he'll sign it if they do. And 6 months from now, we'll already be well into campaigning for the midterm elections, and some embattled Republicans in states with a lot of Hispanic immigrants aren't going to be too happy about ending this program. So I'm going to talk more about this at 1:30 today, but it's certainly something to keep an eye on.
Michigan State is being sued because the university refused to rent out space to allow white nationalist Richard Spencer to speak on campus. MSU has cited concerns about public safety. The lawsuit says protesters are the ones who incite violence, not Spencer and his organization, which is known as the National Policy Institute. How can campuses walk the line between public safety, free speech, and the free flow of ideas, no matter what those ideas are?
Well, that's a thorny problem here, and I talked to former Attorney General Frank Kelly about this. He says essentially Michigan State doesn't have a leg to stand on. People have the right to free speech. The problem is this white nationalist group would like to incite violence, have a track record of that. There may be some people on the other side who are interested in that as well. And so the universities, they're going to have to allow this, but they're also going to have sort of massive public safety presence to try to prevent any violence from happening. But we have to remember that our country was founded on the freedom of speech. That doesn't mean just the freedom of speech from people we agree with.
The ribbon-cutting ceremony for Detroit's Little Caesars Arena was yesterday, and next week, Kid Rock will hold the real grand opening in the form of a six-show stand. That decision's been criticized by some because of Kid Rock's past use of the Confederate flag, although he's also been honored by the NAACP in the past. Then there's the question of whether or not he's really running for Senate. Was Mr. Robert Ritchie a good choice as the first performer at Little Caesars?
Well, not if the Illiches had any kind of sensitivity to African-American concerns, but clearly they didn't. The fact, sad or otherwise, is that except at basketball games, which will be played here, African-American presence at a lot of these events has been minuscule. It's less than 2% for sports like hockey and baseball, and the African-American population of Detroit is not especially affluent. These concerts have hefty ticket prices, so it would be quite easy to imagine a less controversial national or even local act to kick off this at the arena. So we'll just have to see how this plays out.
Jack, there are new invaders in Michigan. The state is asking residents to be on the lookout for Japanese stilt grass, an invasive plant that can spread rapidly. Also, the state has just confirmed grass carp eggs in a Lake Erie tributary. Between the stilt grass, carp, some types of crayfish, the Asian long-horned beetle, the fact that I moved here a couple of years ago, it might be easier to keep a list of what's not invasive.
Well, Doug, I want to assure you, none of us consider you an invasive species. But in fact, there's a very fine environmental writer at the Toledo Blade, Tom Henry, and he told me that, like it or not, we're sort of moving towards planet homogenization of species. This is nothing new. The birds you think of as sparrows are really a kind of a weaver finch that was imported from England by some lunatic who wanted to bring over here all the birds mentioned in Shakespeare. They sort of drove, this is absolutely true, and they drove the traditional American song sparrows largely out of existence or into the deep thickets and things like that. And of course, we're all worried about the Asian carp. It looks to me like the stilt grass is out of the barn to ruin a totally bad metaphor to begin with.
Jack, I promise not to spread any more than necessary, and I will talk to you next week. Thank you.
I hope that you invade us for a long time to come.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition, and you're listening to Michigan Radio.